Right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we're going to continue with Suratul Isra. We stopped at ayah 39, but I'm going to sort of quickly go over the sections that we already did. We looked at section, well, let me go to the focus. So the focus was the Prophet's tour of the universe. We saw the summary of the history of Bani Israel. There's a Quranic version of the Ten Commandments and then how to get close to divinity. And I'll go through each of the sections when we finish. I mentioned that the postcode was 287110. And the postcode was always based on how or when it was revealed. So it's revelationary, so 28, Qasas revealed before, and 10, which is Yunus revealed after. I mentioned that when we say Suratul Isra, Isra means a small portion of the night. And the journey that you and I know as Mi'raj is known as Isra wal Mi'raj. It's not only Mi'raj. Mi'raj is mentioned in Suratul Najm. Here we have the Isra part, and then over there we have the Mi'raj, and we talked about that. These are the benefits of recitation. We might put the PowerPoint on the group so you can have a look later. We looked at section 1, which talked about the night journey, and we looked at it in detail. Section 2, we looked at the two falls and two rises of the Bani Israel. And I'll, like I said, I'll put all the sections together for you and you'll understand how it comes as a story. Section 3 sort of says why the Bani Israel behaved as they did. And remember, it was the Bani Israel of that time, not of today. And the psyche of the human being, why it rejects things. And we saw that we want instant gratification. Deeds are like a bird round our neck. Somehow we don't understand that. And it was all about the hereafter. Then we looked, where we stopped was section 4, where we looked at the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments. So these are the instructions that were there. I put them very loosely here. It was obedience to the Creator. Kindness doesn't quite put what this surah says, but I will just say it like that. It's literally ihsan. Ihsan is giving up more than, and I mentioned this story of what Shaykh Mutahhari writes, or the example he gives, if I have £2 and I give one to my neighbor, it's a responsibility. If I give both, it is ihsan. And that was ihsan to parents. There was relations, needy refugees, don't be stingy or wasteful, don't kill your children for fear of poverty, don't go near unlawful intimacy, don't take a life, protect the property of orphans, don't speak without knowledge, and don't be arrogant. So today we're going to start with section 5. So I'm going to move over to section 5. And that's where we're going to start. So we stopped at ayah 39. So if you've got your Qurans, we're now going to start with section 5, which is literally talking to the rejecters of revelation. And what happens when you reject revelation? So let's have a look and see what it says. So ayah number 40. Allah says, أَفَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ. So فَأَصْفَا, to choose. You have preferred, so فَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ, has your Rabb preferred to give you sons? وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا, and for himself he took daughters, as angels as daughters? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا أَذِيمًا. What you are saying is really hateful, it's grievous. So in other words, this is historically, the Arabs did not like daughters. And we see it where they say, وَإِذَا مَعُودَتُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, when the newborn child, female child will ask on the Day of Judgment, for what reason was she buried? Because women were used and abused. And when they had daughters, they feared this. In the back of their heads, they thought, this is what we do to women, and we don't want our daughters to suffer that. So they didn't like daughters, they wanted sons. So here Allah is saying, you want sons because that's what you like, and what you don't like, you want to give Allah. And you're making it all up in your head. And then he says, وَلَكَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, and we have, sarafna, we have alternated. Tasrif is different ways. In other words, we have mentioned in different ways, هذا القرآن, in this Qur'an, لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. We have mentioned to you things, explaining it in different angles, different ways, so you may understand. But all it does is that it drives you towards hating it. The more we explain something in different ways, you don't like it because it's not what you want. 42. قل, say, لو كان معه إلهة كما يقولون if there were gods, as they say, so if there's all these multiple gods, then obviously these multiple gods would clash, and they would want a major position. You only have to look at what's going in the United States. If somebody doesn't want to leave. People in position always want to hold on to it. So what Allah is saying here is, if there were multiple gods, then there will always be a clash. Think about it. He's saying, look at it logically. They would have all wanted the arsh. They would have all wanted the power. And then he said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yakuluna uluwan kabira. He is too perfect, too high, too great, too up there. Amma yakuluna, above what they say. He is uluwan, he is high, and he is kabir, he is great. So he's saying, all this nonsense you're talking about, I'm way above that. Now let's see why he says he's way above it. Tasabbihu lahu samawat, tasab'u wal ardu wa man fihinna. The seven heavens declare his perfection, and the earth too, and whatever is in between them. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. There is not a single thing that does not declare his perfection with his praise. But you just cannot comprehend this perfection. What's wrong with you? He's telling you and me as human beings. He's saying Allah is Haleem. Haleem is as beautiful. In Kachi or Gujarati, there is a soft rice we have, which we call khichdi. Haleem is like khichdi. It's like, it's a combination of love and patience. That's what Haleem is. Haleem is when a mom looks at her child who's been disobedient. That's how a mom behaves. She's Haleem. And Ghafoor, she's forgiving. So he's saying, why can't you see that? Why can't you see who I am? I am Haleem, I am Ghafoor first, before anything else. Look at me. Everything declares my perfection. And when you say declares perfection, you just have to look at something Allah created, and you look at it and you think, God, we can't do anything like this. Now he's saying, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ. And when you recite the Qur'an, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ, we place between you, وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. So this is the crux of the problem. And those who don't believe in the hereafter, hijabam mastura. So the Prophet is thinking, I'm reciting these beautiful words. This Qur'an is so apparent. Why don't people fall in love with it? So Allah says, between you and them, that means between the recitation of the Qur'an and them, there is hijabam mastura. Sorry, let me move it up. Hijab is a barrier, a means by which something is obstructed. It blocks a view, it denies access. What you and I wear today, we call it hijab, but it's not a hijab as such, it's not that sort of a barrier. Anyway, linguistically it's become hijab. So hijab is a barrier. Mastur comes from satar, which means that sort of, it's an invisible covering. It's a covering which doesn't entirely cover. So how am I going to put this? So Allah is saying, between you and them, that means between the Qur'an and them, there is an invisible barrier. They don't see it. They don't have the intellectual humility to want to access the Qur'an. In other words, by extension, they say, we know it all. We don't need the Qur'an. Not knowing the scope of one's own ignorance is part of the human condition. When I say I know it all, I don't need to know. It's a methodology of thinking. And the Qur'an does not accept you or me if we're not intellectually humble. If we don't approach it with the methodology where we think, I may be wrong in the way I'm thinking, the Qur'an is right. And it's phenomenal. But Allah here is saying, they're not going to, because they've made up their minds about everything. You can't change them, Muhammad. They've got hijab and mastura. They've got a hidden barrier. It's covered. And now he says, he expounds on this hidden barrier. He says, and maybe I can put that as a human being's personality. You and I cannot see somebody's inside. We can see the outside. The inside has got this hijab and mastura. It's very, very difficult to suss out what somebody's thinking. They might say Salaam Alaikum, but you don't know whether they mean the peace. They might be smiling, but you don't know what grief they're hiding. Or you just don't know. And that is the hijab and mastura that's there. Now he says this is what we do when they... Now this is talking about the Qur'an and the hijab and mastura between the Qur'an and the human being. He says, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ We have placed on their hearts أَكِنَّةً Akinna is something that prevents the sun from coming in, from light from coming in. So Allah is saying there is a seal on their hearts which prevents the light of revelation to come in. And yafqahuhu. So, and then yafqahuhu fi adhanihim. And in their ears there is a heaviness. When you have a bad cold, your ears get blocked. And there's a heaviness, and you find it hard, it hurts to hear. And he says, there is a heaviness, وَقَرًا وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوَ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا And they don't understand it. The ears get heavy, they cannot understand it. And when you mention your Rabb in the Qur'an, they, nufur is hatred. They hate that sound, they don't like it. So he's talking about this barrier, he says it just moves it away. Now, we may think we're talking only about people who don't believe, but sometimes say, how much Quran am I going to read? What am I going to do? Well, maybe a bit at a time, trying to understand it and apply it is what this is trying to tell me. And then he's alluding to how they think. He says, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ We know best what they listen about it, is يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ And when they listen to you, that means sometimes when you listen or you hear, I don't know, hear, listen. When you listen to what you want to listen, not what the other person is saying. I'll give you an example. When I was a child and I was learning Quran, I used to listen to Abdul Basit a lot. But because I had been taught to say Zad was Zwad, I was taught Zwad. Even when I heard Abdul Basit, I heard Zwad. It was only much later when I was trying to learn the Quran, to recite the Quran a bit better, that I thought, oh my goodness, that's not Zwad. It's not Zwalin. It's Zwalin. And there's a methodology of saying it. I always used to think, say, like Thah. The three dots is Thah, as in think. But I used to say it was say. Because that's how I was taught. I'm not blaming my teacher. All I'm trying to say is that I heard what I wanted to hear. So basically here Allah is saying, we know what they hear. They've made up their minds about what they want to listen. Sometimes you want to explain to something to someone, but they only want to hear what they want to hear. So he says, وَإِذْهُمْ نَجْوَى And when they meet secretly, and I'll explain Najwa in a minute, إِذْ يَكُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْهُورًا Those who are unjust say, I mean, this guy is possessed. There's a spell cast on him. What's he talking about? It's alien stuff. Incidentally, the word najat comes from najwa as well. Najwa is secret. Somebody who conspires. Munajat comes from there, secret conversation. Najat is to be rescued from anything that is a secret. That conspires against us. There's lots of different parts of this word. So Allah is saying, we know what they hear. That means you are saying something else, they're hearing something else, and they're processing it in a different way, and we know what they conspire. And then he's telling the Prophet, sorry, I haven't moved this across. He says, Unzur kayfa. Look at what they are saying, Undur kayfa zarabu lakal amthal. Look what they are putting you as an example of. Fadhallu fala yastati'una sabila. They have gone so far astray and they can't find the way back. Look what they're saying about you. That is not you. Look how they talk about you. Their heads are in a different place altogether. So this is what they're saying about you. Now why? Why do they do this? وَقَالُوا إِذَا كُنَّا إِذَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ خَلْكًا جَدِيدًا And they say, when we have become bones, and we become decayed, mixed up with earth, will we be raised up? That is the core of everything. They do not believe in accountability. So he's saying all this is because they believe they can get away with everything. They just don't believe it. Now look what Allah is saying. There's no softly, softly anymore. قُلْ, say to them, كُونُوا هِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا, become stones or become iron. He doesn't even say that maybe you will become earth, maybe you'll have a potential of life. He says becomes enough is enough. Stones and iron have no potential to raise life. He said, kalas, you've been talked to for so long, I've explained to you so softly. Now he says, that's it, nothing's going to work. We've tried everything with you. And then he adds on, أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ, or anything that is which is too hard to have life in it, to receive life in your mind. Become that. Just it. We've explained so much now. فَسَيَكُولُونَ, but they will say, مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا, who will return us? How? They look at this bone and they say, how is this going to happen? قُلْ, tell them, الَّذِي فَتَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, the one who created you in the first place. فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ, but you know what they do? أَنْغَذَ is to move your head up and down. You know, the Indians have a habit. Even when they say yes, they say no. Oh no, like that, something like that. It's quite cute actually. So here he's saying, they will shake their heads at you. They will shake their heads. وَيَكُولُونَ, and they say, مَتَا هُوَ, قُلْ أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ كَرِيبًا, they say, when will it be? Well, قُلْ, tell them, it may be very, very near, nearer than you think. Now he's talking about the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, on the day when he will call all of you. فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ, and you will try to answer. You will answer بِحَمْدِهِ, with his praise. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا كَلِيلًا, and you will think that your time on the earth was not enough. This is a warning to the Day of Judgment. Now he says, they're talking nonsense. They're saying all these funky things. They're saying things that are horrible. But how should you respond? And that's for me and you as well. How you and I should respond to that which is not good. وَقُلْ, he says, لِعِبَادِي, to those who are my servants, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that they should always speak that which is better. You know, ahsan is better. It's not the best. So they should always speak that which is better. Inna shaytana yanzaghu baynahum. Inna shaytana kana lil insani aduwwan mubina. The shaytan wants to create friction. He wants to create a problem within you. And the insan, the shaytan is an open enemy to the human being. So Allah is saying it's all about how you report, how you respond to someone. Whatever somebody is saying, just find a better way, a less offensive way to talk than you do. And remember, they were horrible. You can see the words that they are saying. Allah says, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ, your Rabb knows you best. إِنْ يَشَى يَرْحَمْكُمْ, he will have mercy on you. أَوْ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ, or he will punish you if he pleases. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا, and we have not sent him to you except as a wakil, is like a guardian, somebody you trust. Basically this is saying it is entirely up to you. You've got your free will, whether you want his mercy or you want his punishment. And if we relate it to the ayah before, it's talking about how we respond to human beings, how our behavior comes out. There's a wonderful hadith of the Prophet when he says, if you had two jars, one had vinegar and one had honey, and they were exactly the same jars and they were opaque and you couldn't see through them, you would not know what was in those jars until you spilt them, until they tilted over. So in other words, the thing is, when somebody spills you over, when somebody opens you up and breaks you and throws you around, how you respond is what this ayah is talking about. He's saying he will have mercy if you respond well. But basically, at the bottom line, Umar Salnaqa alayhi wakila says, you are not responsible for their behaviors. Next one. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, your Rabb knows what is in the heavens and the earth. وَلَكَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ And we made some of the prophets excel over the others. وَعَتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ الزَّبُورَ And then in between it says, and we give Dawood the Zabur. You see, the Jews had heard about the prophet talking about other prophets. Who is better? Is it Musa or is it Muhammad? The Christian said, is it Jesus or is it Muhammad? The Quraysh had heard bits and pieces from them when they went on their travels. So they were all trying to vie who is the better prophet. And Allah says, no, it's not up to you to do that. Everybody had different things or different qualities that we gave. And suddenly he puts in there, وَعَطَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورَ We gave دَاوُدَ زَبُورَ قُلْ Say, back to the subject. قُلْ إِذْ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ Call on those زَعَمْتُمْ whom you have confidence in, besides him. فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الظُّرِّ أَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا They don't have any control over you. They cannot alleviate the harm from you. كَشْفَ الظُّرِّ كَشْفَ is to remove. الظُّرِّ is distress. We say, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ They cannot remove your distress. وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا They cannot even change your situation. But why are you calling on them? Why aren't you calling on Allah? That's basically what it's saying. Saying, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ Those whom they call upon, it's quite important to understand this, those whom they call upon, يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَ They are the ones who seek a wasila. They're the ones who seek a wasila to their Rabb. They seek a means of access to their Rabb. You know, we talk about wasilas a lot. And I think I constantly say this, and maybe you've heard this constantly as well. Whenever we ask Allah, and we read like the Asr on Tuesdays, we ask Allah in the name of, whether you say the Fatima, of Imam Ali, or the Prophet, or the Masumin. It is only Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajah, who is present, that we ask directly to. And I know we have munajats and marfiyas and all sorts, munajats, in where we ask the personalities in themselves. But at the back of our heads, this ayat is telling you and me that we should know that the first cause is Allah. So it's, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqqi. And that's how we ask. So here Allah is saying, those whom they call upon, they seek their means of access to their Rabb. أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُوا وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ Their only competition is we want to get near to Allah. And they are seeking His rahmah. وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ And they are in fear of His punishment. We read that in Surah Al-Dahar. Even when the Ahlul Bayt gave their, you know, they said, we do not seek from you any sort of thanks. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا كَمْتَرِيرًا We fear a day when evil will be everywhere. And Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحَذُورًا The punishment of your Rabb is something that you should be really wary of. So those whom we call upon as well, their only, if I can say, their only desire in life is to get closer to Allah. And we see that from all the supplications of the Masumin. And then he says, and it's quite harsh, وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُحْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ There is not but a town that we will destroy it, we'll make it halak before the day of Qiyamah. أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا Or they will be punished if they have done something unjust. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا This is all written in a divine record. I'd like to refer you to Surah number 8, Ayah 33. I absolutely love that. I'm just going to take the Quran so I can read it for you. If you have your Qurans with you, which you should have, go to Surah number 8 and go to 33. Just so you can understand this, the value of the Prophet. I love this Ayah. It's absolutely phenomenal. He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ Allah will not punish him وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ When you are amongst them, O Muhammad, number one. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ And Allah will not punish them. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ When they are asking for forgiveness. So you know what? Continually to ask for forgiveness, continually to keep in mind that the last of the Muhammads is with us. and then we're free of punishment. Anyway, that was just a side thing. وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات. And nothing could have prevented us that we should send them signs. إلا أن كذب بها الأولون. Except that the earlier ones rejected them. وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموها بها. And we gave to Thamud the she camel. That was a sign. But on that account, because of that, they were unjust. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْفِيفًا. And we don't send signs, but the human being, except to make the human being God conscious. Now the Quraysh were always asking for visible signs. You saw it when they asked the moon to be split, for example. And Allah is saying, hello, you've been on your travels. You've been to Thamud. You knew about the she-camel. It was clearly visible, but they still rejected it. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ. And when we said to you, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاتَ بِالنَّاسِ. Your Rabb has a 360 degrees look at you. He encompasses the whole of you. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And we don't make the vision which we showed you, and this is talking about Isra, but a test for human beings. This was a test. Isra was a test. Will you believe him or will you not? Him that you called trustworthy and truthful, he told you about it. Did you believe or did you not? So some it increased in iman and some it didn't. And the tree that it's talking about, Shajarat al-Mal'una, is the tree of Zakum, which is found at the entrance of Jahannam. في القرآن وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. And we cause them to fear, but it tends to only add to their rebellion. Incidentally, I've mentioned this last time, in this surah, the Qur'an is mentioned. That means the word Qur'an is mentioned the most in this surah than in any other surah. So that sort of takes us through section 5. And if you look at it, let me just go back so you can see it. It's really talking about the rejectors of revelation. And in essence, it's about that hijab and mastura. The hijab and mastura, it's talking about how we should respond to them, and it's talking about the lack of understanding or belief in the akhirah. So now let's look at section 6. Now section 6 says why this happens. Remember, if we looked at ayah 60, at the end it says, فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. It adds to their rebellion. So where did this rebellion come from? It's just a follow-on. It actually takes us through up here. So, ayah 61. Rebellion comes from shaitan. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And when we said to the angels, do sajda to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. All of them did sajda except Iblis. قَالَ أَسْجُدُوا لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينًا. Shall I really do sajda to somebody who's made out of earth? So literally, there's the, if I can say, the why rebelliousness happens in the human being. So disobedience is out of arrogance. Rebelliousness is out of arrogance, and this is highlighted to the Quraysh. Qala, he says, أَرَعَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Is this whom you have honored, عَلَيَّ, over me? لَإِنَّ خَرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. You should give me respite until the day of Qiyamah. I mean, look at what I have done. I have worshipped you for years on end. I'm paraphrasing what Shaitan would have said, or what he would have thought through. I've done all this. I've taught the angels. I've been a teacher. I've worshipped you for so long. And you've just created something out of earth. And you tell me that I had to do such that to him. You've given him honor. You should, for what I've done for you, you respite me to the day of judgment. And what am I going to do? لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Okay, ihtinaq, when a swarm of insects comes to destroy crops. So Iblis is saying that I will make sure, they've got free will, he knows that. So I will eat away at all their goods. I will make it worthless, except for those, for a few of them. Illa kalila. So, what is that? Now, I was talking to the children on Saturday. Whenever and that's talking to children, I talked that to myself So I'm telling myself, whenever we see an ayah that says, oh my goodness, لَحْتَنِكَنَّ, he's going to eat away at my good, then to inside ourselves raise our hands in dua and say, please don't make me one of those whom he will attack. When you recite an ayah of Jannah, make me one of those who is in Jannah. قَالَ, this is what Allah says, إِذْهَبْ, go away, out, gone, فَمَنْ تَبِعَقَ, for whoever will follow you minhum, from them, فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُهُمْ, Jahannam will be their jaza, جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا, مَوْفُورًا means there will be no discount. Jaza mafura means, that means totally, whatever you've earned, you will get exactly that. And that's talking about injustice. And finally in this ayah, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِسَوْتِكَ. Now let me try and explain. So, let's try and look at the word fazza, from where what is istafziz comes. If you've seen a baby giraffe, when a baby giraffe is born, it's wobbly on its legs. And mama has to kick the baby giraffe to get it up. It falls, it stands up, it falls, it stands up. And the mom kicks the baby giraffe until it walks. And it looks really cruel. But that uncertainty of not being able to stand properly is called fazza. That's what it's called. So Allah is saying, wastafziz, when you make somebody weak, manistata'ata minhum bisawtika, with the intimidation, by intimidating them with your words, when you do that, telling shaitan, wa ajlib alayhim bikhaylika, and you collect all your forces with you, wa rajlika, those who are riding, and wa rajlika is those who are on foot, wa sharikhum, and you will become a partner, fil amwal wal awlad, in their wealth and in their children. Wa'idhum wa ma ya'idhum ash-shaytanu illa ghurura. He will promise you all kind of things, and he is deceiving. He makes deceiving promises. So shaitan is the one who intimidates one with his words. Shaitan is amongst jinn and human beings. So intimidates you, makes you, when you were standing up straight, he makes you to wobble. He makes you wobble from your path. He brings his forces with you. And this is talking about words, all sorts of things. And he will interfere with the way you think about your wealth and your children. And Allah is saying, just make sure that you know that he will deceive you. But, now those were illa kalila, now he talks about them. Inna ibadi, as for my servants, لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ, he has no authority over them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا, and your Rabb is sufficient as a protector over them. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. So the crux of the matter here is to be an up. So how am I going to be his up? What am I going to do? How do I do this? An abd towards a rub. Abada means smooth. An abd knows that everything will be okay if the rub is in control. But maybe the best way I can put it is when the Prophet said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. The ulama give the example of a coal. If you put a coal near fire, the coal will take the attributes of the fire. If you move it away from the fire, it's nothing but a lump of coal. When a human being gets close to divinity and becomes an abd, then he or she reflects the attributes of divinity. So basically the solution for not being enticed by shaitan is to get as close as possible to divinity. And we'll see in the surah how to do that. Right, now we come to section 7. So section 7, he's now saying why you should get close to him. Who is he? Who is this Rabb? So he's saying, let me tell you who I am. رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحَرِ. Your Rabb is the one who pushes the ships for you in the sea. لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ so they, that you may seek His favors. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا and He is extremely merciful to you. It could be the sea of life. It's not only talking about ships in the sea. When ships are on a physical sea, they are, it's precarious. It's not easy. So the sea of life is exactly the same. He's saying He's the one who's pushing you along. There are two methodologies of life. There's irtiqai and there's tanzili. Tanzili is revelationary. Irtiqai is evolutionary. So we are constantly, we evolve towards divinity. We're going towards divinity whether we like it or not. That's why he's saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He's saying, I'm pushing you towards me. I'm the one who pushes you. So that you may be able to seek fadl is more than you deserve, beyond what you expect. I am Rahim. Innahu kana bikum rahima. But look what happens, he says. So you're on this sea of life. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الظُّرُّ When dhur, أَمَّا يُجِبُ الْمُصْطَفَى, you know that. When distress afflicts you, فِي الْبَحْرِ, in this sea, ذَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا You forget everyone and you only call Allah. You plead to Him. You do so many amals. We just go on and on at Him. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ But then when we give you najat, we rescue you. إِلَى الْبَرِّ And we put you safe on stability. Bar is stability. Or land. أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا أَعْرَضْتُمْ أَعْرَضًا You turn away. You deliberately, you ignore me. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا And the human being is extremely ungrateful. The human being covers up the truth. He says, I saved myself. He forgets who saved him. Who did you call upon? He says, okay, now you're on land. You're stable. You're okay. أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يَكْسِفَ بِكُمْ عَنْ جَانِمَ الْبَرِّ Do you feel secure? That this land will not open up and eat you up. That means the hole will not appear and you will just be swallowed by it. Or yursil alaykum hasiban. Or that you will not be stoned from the star, from the sky with a shower of pebbles. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا You will not find a protector amongst yourself. So he says, you thought you were in the sea of life and you were in trouble and he saved you and now you're stable, everything is hunky-dory and then I send you a tiny little virus that you can't even see. So do you feel safe now? أَمَمِنْتُمْ Or do you feel secure? أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ دَارَةً أُخْرَى That he will not take you back into the sea another time. That she will not be unstable another time. Are you sure life is going to be exactly the same as you planned it? فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاسِفًا That he will not send on you these winds that are so strong. مِنَ الرِّيْحِ رِيْحِ is winds. قَاسِفًا Strength of the winds. فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ And then drown you, bima kafartum, because you covered up the truth, because of your ungratefulness. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا You will not find any helper against us in this matter. Pretty strong words. Next one. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بِنِي آدَمَ We have honored the children of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ And we carry them. Remember, hamala is when a mom carries her child. She just doesn't carry her child. My goodness. She protects her child. She comforts her child. So he says, we comfort you. We protect you. We carry you. Fil barri wal bahri. Through the stable times of your life, through a land and through sea. Through the stable times and through the unstable times. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And we give you the risk. We provide you with all the good things. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ And we give you more than you deserve, more than you expect. عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا We give you lots more than you have got, more preference to you than the others that we have created. We suddenly realize the human beings has been given so much. And when you go to وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Many of you have read the poem. It's by an anonymous author. When he talks about walking on the sand near the sea, and he says that he's noticing his life and in the difficult parts of his life, there is only one set of footprints, and he talks to God, and he says, Ya Allah, he doesn't say Ya Allah, he says, Oh God, he says, Oh God, in my difficult parts, you left me alone, that's why it was so hard. And the answer, it's a poem, by the way, but it's very apt, and Allah tells him, My child, in your difficult times, I was carrying you. That is what hamalna here means. Yoma. Nad'u kullu unasim bi imamihim. On the day, remember the day, when every single human being, every person, will be called with their imam, the one that they were following. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ If you've given your book in your right hand, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ They will read their book, وَلَا يُذْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا And they will not be dealt with at all unjustly. Now, fatil is, if you look at a date, and you open a date, and you've got the seed, look at the seed, and the seed has got fibers in it. And that one thread is fatila. So it's like it's a mythology. It's telling you, I will not even do the injustice of a fatil. Nothing is lost. Whatever you do, everything is there. And then he says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى If you are blind in the dunya, you are blind in the akhirah. وَأَذَلُّ سَبِيلًا And lost on the way. And this is talking about the blindness of the whole heart or the soul as such. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ Now, they wish, I was trying to explain this one, they wish that you turn away, وَإِنْ كَادُوا, surely they wish, لِيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ They want you to turn away from that which we have revealed to you. So they're telling the Prophet, they want, Allah is telling the Prophet, the Quraysh want you to turn away from revelation. لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَ So you would tweak the revelation and make something that would work for them. You would change it. وَإِذَنْ لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا So they could take you as a friend. In other words, that they were telling the Prophet, you just need to tweak it a little bit so that it suits us, so it works for both of us. Just change it slightly and, you know, that way it will work for all of us. You find that when people ask questions in fiqh. They ask all these different people and they will tweak the question to suit the answers they're looking for. They don't ask. If you're looking for an answer, if you already know the answer you want, then you can't tweak an answer. And that's exactly what the Quraysh were trying to do. And he says, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ If we had not made your feet firm, رَبَّنَا ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا We say, make my feet firm. Remember we talked about Fazza, where the shaitan would... Shaitan amongst jinn and human beings would make me waver, would make me wobble. He's saying, I make you firm. وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ If we had not made you firm, لَكَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا كَلِيلًا Maybe you would have thought, if I don't say something, the Prophet would not have changed Allah's words. But maybe if you had not said something, they would have become Muslims. Because you so wanted them to become good. You would have possibly been near to incline to them because you wanted to bring them to goodness. إِذَنْ لَأَذَكْنَاكَ ذِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَذِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ Had you even thought of that? Now, this is talking to the Prophet, but it's in that, you know, there's a Gujarati saying where they say, if you want to tell the daughter-in-law, you have to tell the daughter. This is talking to the Quraysh, but it's literally, it's telling the Prophet, but it's talking to the Quraysh. That had he changed anything just to get you to believe, there'd be punishment for him too. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَسِيرًا There would be no helper for him at all. وَإِن كَادُوا Now, this is what they want to do. They want to layastafizzunaka min al-ard. Again, we come to the word fazza. They want you to wobble in the earth. They want to unsettle you in the earth. Liyukhrijuka minha. They want to expel you from Makkah. They cannot handle this. Wa idhalla yalbathuna khilafaka illa kalila. But you know what? They're not going to remain the way they are. They will wobble. Remember, the conquest of Makkah happened 8 years after this, and the Quraysh lost their hold on Makkah. I should say Makkah, not make them. So, basically, Allah is saying, they're trying to make you wobble, they will wobble, don't worry. sunnata min qad arsalna qablaka min rusulina. This is the course to all our messengers, which we sent before you. وَلَا تَجِدُوا لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا. There will not be any change in our course. In other words, they will always be successful. So that was section 7. Like I said, I will go over all of them all together and we'll talk about them. So this was basically putting trust in Allah, saying, this is who I am, showing His awesomeness. Now, how do I get close to this Allah? I like Him, I love Him, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is the one that I want to get close to. So He says, I'll tell you how to get close to me, how to be near me. You can see the synopsis of the section. The first thing, Aqimis Salah, establish Salah. لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَكِ اللَّيْلِ. There are three times given here. لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ, from the declining of the sun. إِلَىٰ غَسَكِ اللَّيْلِ, to the darkness of the night. When غَسَك, when the night covers over. وَقُرْآنُ الْفَجْرِ, the third time is Fajr. And the recitation of the Fajr. إِنَّ قُرْآنُ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. The Qur'an of Fajr is witnessed. We're told that there's a shift in angels, and the recitation of Fajr is witnessed doubly. There's three times of prayer here. There are five prayers, and in between all the others, but the three times that are given here are Liduluk al-Shams, declining of the sun, that is your Zohar, Al-Ghasak al-Layl, which is your Isha, and your Fajr. So, Asr straight after that, and obviously Maghrib before Isha. Now, so that's my first thing. The first thing it says, establish Salah. Make sure your whole day revolves around Salah. Second thing, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and during a part of the night, فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ, pray tahajjud. نَافِلَةً لَكْ, beyond what is expected of you. Nafila is extra. If you do that, أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ, maybe your Rabb will raise you مَكَامًا مَحْدُ مَحْمُودًا, to such an amazing, praised station. My goodness. I don't know. Salatul Tahajjud, Salatul Layl, Namazul Shab. You know what? Start with one rakah. If you can't pray just before Fajr, do it just before you go to sleep. It's okay. It doesn't matter. One rakah. It's so simple and it's so easy. If you go on Qfatima, I think we've got the book there, Salatul Layl, and you can download it and we can go over it maybe some other time when we have some time. Now look what the Prophet is being told. He's told, say this, Wakur, say, Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidkin. Make me enter an entrance of respect. Wa akhrijni mukhraj sidkin. And make me go out in a noble way, in a way of respect. Waj'alli min ladunka sultanan nasira. Give me an authority from you that will assist. So basically this is talking about Medina. To enter Medina and coming out of Makkah with respect. And that's exactly what Allah does. And then the ayah that you all know, which is related to Imam Zaman, Ajallahu Faraja, Fakul Ja'al Haqqu wa Zahakal Batil. And say, the truth has come. And falsehood has vanished. Innal Batila kana zahuka. Falsehood is something that was always vanished. I have a friend, who tells me truth is like rubber nujampal. You know what rubber nujampal is? A flip flop. If you put it in the water, it will come up. It will just float up. It has no choice but to. The Prophet is told this. We're told when Imam Zaman until Allah Faraj appears. This is the ayah that he will recite at the entrance or in Makkah when he appears. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And we reveal of the Qur'an, مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That which is a healing and a mercy for those who believe. وَلَا يَزِدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. But for those who are unjust, they'll get scared because it only adds to their loss because they see all the stuff that they will have to account for. Reciting the Qur'an is phenomenal. It is shifa. In other places it says, it is shifa bima fi sudur. It is a shifa for what is in the heart. So, the arrogance, whatever you want to say, whatever diseases of the heart we have, it is the Qur'an that will take them away. وَإِذَا أَنْأَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. When we give a ni'mat to the human being, when we give him a favor, أَعْرَضَ, he turns away. He ignores it. وَنَعَى, as if it is not a favor. بِجَانِبِهِ. He turns to his side in pride. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسًا. But when harm touches him, he becomes really proud. He becomes really depressed. So in other words, what this is trying to say is that when I have a favor, I think I've done it myself. When something good happens to me, I sort of think, yeah, okay, it's good. But when something bad happens, when shar happens, I become really, really depressed. I'm saying, Kul, say to them, Kullu ya'malu ala shakilatihi. Everybody acts according to their personality. Shakila comes from shakal. It's not shakil, by the way. On the screen it says shakil. It should say S-H-A-K-A-L, which is a form or a shape. So each human being has these capabilities and limitations within which we work. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَحْدَى السَّبِيلَ. Your Rabb knows best who He's guided to that path. You know, He does not test us beyond what we can bear. He knows exactly what you and I have and what you and I can do. Our responsibility is to be able to have some time and spend that time in recognizing ourselves. We can't change that. You can't change who you are. You try really hard, but you are who you are. And when I say you can't change that, you can't change the good that is ingrained in you. The bad you can change. But there are some qualities in you that you need to bring, that the human being needs to use to his or her advantage. You can't say, I'm going to stop being soft. It's difficult. Very difficult. Okay, we'll talk about this some other time. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. So that continues with the same thing. They ask you about the ruh. قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh is one of the commands of my Rabb. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You know so little of it. The greatest mystery is the human mind, the human thinking. And here Allah says, you have really a very little knowledge about it. It's very difficult. وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا. And if we pleased. So here it's telling me what will cure my ruh. Anyway, وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا. If we pleased. لَنَذْحَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Which we would have taken away what was revealed to you. That's the Quran. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. And you would not find any protector against us. By extension, it's saying that it is this Quran which will enhance the ruh. It is this Quran which will protect the ruh. And then he says, why? إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّي. Because of the rahmah from your Rabb. This is rahmah from your Rabb. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. The grace, the extra fadl, I said it was beyond what we deserve. It is more than we expect. It is massive. Kabira is great. It's way above. Now he talks about the Quran. كُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ. If the human beings and the jinn would get together, أَلَا أَنْ يَعْتُ بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, to bring the like of this Quran, لَا يَعْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ. They would not be able to bring the like of it. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ذَهِيرًا. Even if they collaborated with each other, they cannot produce anything like it at all. So Allah is basically saying here, they want you to change the Quran, this is not going to change. You can't change it. No jinn or no insan is able to change what's in it. وَلَكَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ. And we had the word sarrafa before tasrif, if you remember. And indeed, we have presented in many ways or many sorts لِلنَّاسِ, every kind of human being. في هذا القرآن, in this Quran, مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ, every example. فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كَفُورًا. But most human beings are insisting, or they insist on covering up the truth, and they refuse to consider an alternative on who they should be. I've got 4 minutes. I'm going to try and do section 9. I'm not sure whether I can do it. Let's see what we can do. So now section 9. They've heard all this. They see who Allah is. They see the protective nature of Allah. But now look at their demands. Look what they say. We will only believe if. They will follow. لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We will not believe in you. hatta, until tafjurilana minal ardi yanbu'a, until you bring out from the earth a fountain to gush. These are just, we will only believe if we see this. So yanbu, this is talking about the desert. We will not believe in you. So now these ludicrous demands. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَبٍ. We want to see a garden of palms and grapes. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارِ, and in the middle of which there is a river. كِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرَ, that is flowing away. We're looking at the desert. This is what they're asking for. أَوْ تُسْكِتَ السَّمَاءَ, or maybe we want you for the earth to fall down. كَمَا زَأَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كَسِفًا, like it should be soft wool. Kasifa, soft wool, or something soft. We don't want it to hurt us. We want it to come down. أَوْ تَأْتِي بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ كَبِيلًا, or bring Allah face to face with us and the angels. We want to see them. Kabila is when you see somebody face to face. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ, or a house of diamonds and gold and everything, you know, treasure. أَوْ تَرْكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, or why don't you fly up to the heavens? Why don't you be Batman? وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا, and we will not believe in this book, or this book that you're talking about that we may read. نَقْرَأُهُ, we will not read it unless in your, unless you bring down to us a book which may say, and he's there told, قُلْ say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرَ الرَّسُولَ, glory, how perfect is my Rabb. And he's telling them, what are you talking about? I am merely a human being. That's who I am. I am a human being. That's what he's telling them. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسِ, and nothing prevented the human being, and and يُؤْمِنُ, that they believe, إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى, when guidance came to them, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا, except that they said, أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا, what? Allah has sent us a human messenger? Because they said he was a human, their issues was in following a human being. They wanted angels, but Allah is telling them now, here, كُلَّوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنَ ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملك الرسول. Had there been on the earth angels, then we would have sent an angel. We can only send who you can follow. You know, we call the Prophet Uswatun Hasana. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, Quran says. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. Why are you asking for an angel? You can't follow somebody that's not of your own. We sent you a human being so you could follow him. And then he says, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, Allah is enough as a witness, بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ, between me and you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِي خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا, he is aware of his servants and he is all seen. وَمَنْ يَحْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُقْتَدِ, whoever Allah guides, he is following on the right way. In other words, whoever wants to follow the guidance, you'll find it. وَمَنْ يُذْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, and whoever he causes to be misled, you will not find a guardian besides him. وَنَحْشَرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ أُمْيًا وَبُقْمًا وَصُمًّا, and on the day of Qiyamah, on accountability, be on your faces, you'll be blind, dumb, and deaf. مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, final place is Jahannam. كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا, and we will only add to its burning. In other words, if you refuse to see now, if you refuse to hear now, and if you refuse to speak the truth now, that's exactly what's going to be reflected of you on the day of Qiyamah. That's basically what he's saying. ذَلِكَ جَزَاهُمْ, this is their compensation. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا, because they covered up the truth. بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَالُوا, and they say again, أَيْذَا كُنَّ إِذَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَيْنَا لَمَبْعُثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, how on earth will these bones and decayed particles be raised up in the new creation? Says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, don't you see that Allah has created the heavens and the earth? قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ, and he's able to create their like. وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ عَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, and he has appointed for them a deadline. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كَفُورًا, and there's no doubt about that, but those who are unjust will keep on covering up the truth. قُلْ, say, tell the Prophet, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي. Even if you controlled the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb, إِذَا لَأَمْسَقْتُمْ خَشَّةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ قَتُورًا. Then you would withhold it from fear of spending. The human being is so stingy. Even if he has a lot, everything, he would withhold it. So that's another aspect of stinginess. We'll continue with section 10 and 11 next week, inshallah. But I'd like to just quickly go over all these sections to you, so you have a sort of story in your head. And then we'll do the last two sections next week and possibly start another surah. So let's go here. So we start off with Isra. So Allah here is saying, when the closer you get to divinity, the more signs I show you, or the more I show you. And remember, it's elevation for the Prophet and it's consolation. Now we look at the Bani Israel. Sorry, let me go to the sections. There we go. Go to the Bani Israel. They had two falls and two rises. Their falls were because they stopped following their prophets. That was their elevation was by prophets, and their fall was because they stopped following the prophets. So we find consolation and elevation of the prophet. The next section we see why they fall and why they rise. And then we see for the human being why he does not get elevated. Mi'raj al-Mu'mineen is getting closer to Allah. You know, it is Salah. It is because we want instant gratification, and it is, I'm not aware of the deeds I do. Then basic Quranic versions of the Ten Commandments. These are the basics I got to do, 10 things. Why don't I do them? Because I don't have intellectual humility. Because I reject because of my arrogance. Because I think I know it all. Where did arrogance come from? Originated from Shaitan. His rebelliousness was because of arrogance. So it comes from, again, thinking that I am better than most. That is, by the way, that's the first example of arrogance. Then he says, look, this is me. Look what I do. I'm able to do absolutely everything. I can protect you, and I can in a moment drop you, basically. I could just go out, fall over and hurt myself. And I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. And he talks about every human being will be raised with their imam and given their autobiography to read. So I'm saying, I want to get close to you because you protect, you are everything. So he says, very simple. Salah, tahajjud, Quran. Simple. Salah, tahajjud, Quran. Employ them in your life. Don't be ludicrous, because that's never going to happen. And that's what the Quraysh did. So inshallah, we will continue or finish with 10 and 11 next week.